This is the VOA Special English Education Report. President Obama signed legislation Tuesday to provide $26 billion to the states for education and health care. The measure includes $10 billion for education and $16 billion for Medicaid, the joint state-federal government medical program for the poor. The legislation will help 160,000 teachers and 150,000 police and public service workers keep their jobs. The House of Representatives approved the bill Tuesday. House members had already begun a six-week holiday when the Senate approved the measure last week. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi took the rare step of calling House lawmakers back to Washington to vote on the bill and send it to President Obama without delay. President Obama has stressed the importance of education for all Americans. He said, "This is necessary for the country to compete among some of the world's fastest-growing economies." The president spoke Monday at the University of Texas. He talked about the decrease in college graduation rates in the United States.
In a single generation, we've fallen from first place to 12th place in college graduation rates for young adults. Now that's unacceptable, but it's not irreversible. We can retake the lead.
President Obama said, "Educational success and economic well-being are linked, especially in a world economy driven by information and technology." His goal is to increase the percentage of college graduates from 40% to 60% by the year 2020. The president said, "The federal government has already reformed the student loan system and increased tax credits for families struggling to pay college education costs." Democrats in Congress say spending for the new bill will not add to the federal budget deficit. But some Republican lawmakers criticize the measure. House Republican leader John Boehner dismissed the emergency jobs measure as more wasteful spending aimed at pleasing the Democrats' traditional union allies.
"The American people are screaming at the top of their lungs, stop! And Washington continues to spend, spend, spend."
Hours before the vote Tuesday, President Obama told reporters at the White House that education and the safety of communities should not be a political party issue.
"Those interests are widely shared throughout this country. A challenge that affects parents, children, and citizens in almost every community in America should not be a Democratic problem or a Republican problem. It is an American problem."
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Lawan Davis. You can read and download scripts at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.